From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Wisconsin's state senate has passed legislation stripping public sector workers there of most of their collective bargaining rights. Republicans managed to sidestep Democratic lawmakers who left the state to deprive the GOP of a quorum. They did it by removing elements from the bill that required a quorum, and then they abruptly held a vote last night. Democratic State Senator Peter Barca complained at a committee hearing heard on WMTV that the move was a violation of law.
No, listen, it says if there's any doubt as to whether good cause exists, the governmental body should provide 24 hours notice. This is clearly a violation of open meetings law.
Opponents of the bill screamed, "You are cowards," from the Senate gallery as the vote was taken. Foreclosure activity nationwide is down, dropping 14% last month as banks delayed taking action against many homeowners and regulators launched investigations into foreclosure procedures. The number of homes getting foreclosure-related notices fell to a three-year low. But Rick Sharga with the research firm Realty Track says that does not indicate a major rebound on the foreclosure front.
There's simply no way that the improvements we're seeing right now in the economy are having this big an effect on a month-over-month foreclosure report.
Foreclosure notices were going out to homeowners, but Sharga says state attorneys general and federal regulators are pressing major banks to revise the way they handle foreclosures and service mortgages. The House Homeland Security Committee holds a much-anticipated hearing on the radicalization of Muslims in the United States today. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports the chairman of the panel has requested extra security for the hearing room and surrounding areas on Capitol Hill.
Republican Peter King says if there's any animosity during the hearing, he will blame it on his opponents. He told CBS that, quote, 99% of Muslims are outstanding Americans.
But their community is being targeted. That's why the investigation is there. If another community is being targeted by Al-Qaeda or a foreign organization, we would obviously investigate that also.
King wants to investigate what leads to so-called homegrown terrorism and why there has been an uptick in plots perpetrated by Muslims in the United States. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.
The president of the International Red Cross says doctors in Libya are reporting a sharp rise in the number of civilian casualties there. He says civilians are bearing the brunt of the violence in Libya as forces loyal to Muammar Gaddafi crack down on the opposition. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro is in the port city of Ras Lanuf. She says rebels cannot match the weapon power of Gaddafi's forces.
The rebel forces have anti-aircraft guns, but anti-aircraft guns aren't really very effective against fighter jets. These are almost World War II style weapons. They're mounted on the back of pickup trucks, and they're sort of hand cranked to target the fighter jets. So they're not terribly effective against the fast planes that Gaddafi has.
This is NPR News. President and Mrs. Obama are hosting a White House conference on the problem of bullying today. NPR's Mara Liasson reports the session will focus on what schools and communities are doing to stop bullying among young people.
The president and first lady posted a video on Facebook to promote the conference they're holding at the White House for parents, students, and educators.
This isn't an issue that makes headlines every day, but it affects every single young person in our country.
And it's something that we care about, not only as president and first lady, but also as parents.
The Obamas say bullying should no longer be treated as an unavoidable part of growing up. Mara Liasson, NPR News, The White House.
Federal prosecutors in Spokane, Washington, have charged a man with attempting to use a weapon of mass destruction at a parade in the city in January. NPR's Martin Costi reports a bomb was found along the parade route.
The bomb was found in a backpack along the planned route of a Martin Luther King Jr. Day parade. It was discovered before it could be detonated, but the FBI says the explosion could have been deadly. In the 7 weeks since, investigators appeared stymied by the case. But now prosecutors have charged a former soldier from a small town an hour north of Spokane. Mark Potok, a researcher with the Southern Poverty Law Center, says the man at one time belonged to a white supremacist group called the National Alliance. Martin Costi, NPR News, Seattle.
A mediator judge will hear arguments today on a request that confidential files on Catholic priests accused of sexually abusing children should be made public. The case involves hundreds of people who claim they were sexually molested in the Archdiocese of Los Angeles. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.